My name is Evelyn Rivera. I am a mother and work like a housekeeper. I work with quite different families, and probably that's helped me to learn about the culture, about how people feel. When you are new in one country, you feel like you had to catch up with everything. El Salvador. The first thing that I can say about El Salvador is that it is a very small country. We had a beautiful views and good surfing over there. But something that make us going out from our country is like after the civil war in our country. When I think about it, this made me like a little bit how children can be raised in this kind of country that are living war. Do you know, as a child, I remember to climb trees to see people killed across the road. Because my grandpa, they didn't want that we go to see. But you knew that in the corner, they were 1, 2, 3 people killed. I remember when I was 3 years old. In that time, it was the paradise. I feel like my first years was like the most happy time that I ever had. Because I was with mom, dad. After that, when I got 3 years old, my dad passed away. This event in our life changed everything for all my family. My dad, their parents, they worked very hard and they earned. They were in a good position at this time. One day, because of that, they had to flee from our country because they were in danger. My dad, he knew that he will be dead, and he wants to make sure that all will be okay with us, that we will have a roof over our head, and we will have all we need. My grandpa make a beautiful story for us. He always said that the biggest star in the sky is my dad. One night, we jumped in the car. As I said before, my grandpa tried to tell some kind of story that make more easier all we go through. We saw that the moon was following us. We fell asleep. The next day that I wake up, my grandpa wasn't there. We were with a new people. The lady, she was so lonely with us because they didn't have any children. Later on, we knew that my grandpa couldn't take us with them because they don't have our birth registration and the permission of mom to leave the country. You know, love moves everything. One day I had to go to the bank. When I got back, my co-worker said, look, somebody wants to talk with you there in the chat. But when I saw the screen, I read that they already had a conversation. I started to read it. Yeah, it was like, oh, hello, how are you? I'm good, la la la, I'm working. I didn't know at this stage, in another side of the planet, the person that now is my husband was writing for me. When I moved to Australia, I camped with all my positive feelings. I am an open person. I am enthusiastic. But I saw myself here like it wasn't me. It wasn't me. It's like your personality was stolen on the way. You didn't know where, how, what happened with me. I was scared. I couldn't drive. I used to drive the other side, and I was scared to make all these changes because the truth is you don't know nothing. When you can hear, okay, you say, hello, hey, how are you? Okay, people is expecting that you know more than that. You know, when people start to talk to you, you don't know what these people is talking about. You can change the people. You can say, hey, look, can you speak slow for me? No, you had to learn. They don't have to change for you. You have to change to fix in this country. If you don't change this thinking, you can't be here. I know people that prefer go back. For me, they just gave up. I don't want this. I don't want to give up to this opportunity that the life is offering me.